This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, gambling for love.
Gamble everything for love. Gamble everything. Put it in a place. You keep what you need. You can gamble everything for love. If you're free, you gotta gamble everything.
A new album from musician Ben Lee. First this. It can be very difficult coming back from a war zone for soldiers who've been getting shot at and been shooting themselves. And there sometimes are difficulties for those returning from Operation Iraqi Freedom. Now, a Marine from Southern California has written a play about these experiences of war. It's called The Sandstorm, Stories from the Front. It opened this weekend in Hollywood. Alex Cohen from member station KQED has this report.
Actor Sean Hughes decided to join the Marine Corps on September 12, 2001, enraged by the terrorist attacks and wanting to confront the people who had attacked his country. He wound up on the front lines of the Iraq War as a member of the 2nd Light Armor Reconnaissance Battalion, which fought in locations such as Baghdad, Tikrit, and Al-Qut. Hughes says he had no idea what war was really like until he was in it.
A part of you shuts down, the emotional aspect of you. Just tunes a lot of the horror that you're dealing with off.
But when he returned to the U.S. last summer, Hughes found he could no longer tune it out. The stories he read in the paper or watched on the news didn't really describe his experience of Iraq. And so he decided to write a play, a collection of 10 monologues performed by 10 actors. The play begins with sound, a montage of news clips and the sorts of things soldiers are likely to say or hear before leaving for war.
Just tell them you can't go. Just tell them you can't go.
The set is sparse. In one corner is a window pane, attached to it a picture of Saddam Hussein with a giant X scrawled across his face. Actual photographs taken by Hughes and his fellow Marines in Iraq are projected behind the actors. Images of charred corpses and burned-out buildings are accompanied by sound effects of tanks, helicopters, even the song soldiers listen to in combat. The actors take turns coming out onto the stage and performing monologues that describe their experiences of war. Actor Tom Vick, who is also a former Marine, plays Corporal Tracy Waters.
Al-Qut was, that was one of the good assaults. There were few, if any, civilians out there.
The scene quickly turns graphic, very grim and disturbing. Corporal Waters encounters an Iraqi soldier bleeding to death. As he eats a prepackaged military meal, the Iraqi asks the corporal to shoot him and put him out of his misery. But the corporal refuses to do so.
The more he wept and pleaded, the more I enjoyed my meal. You see, I lost friends over there already. Friends. And no one showed them any mercy, so why the f*** would I give any to this guy? He kept begging to die, and I smiled, knowing he'd die soon enough. But he'd suffer in the meantime. And I'd eat.
The Sandstorm also shows a more compassionate side of war. Playwright Sean Hughes plays Sergeant David Casavecchia, who spends several days guarding an Iraqi granary and playing with a group of Iraqi children.
And there was this little girl. She kissed the picture of my baby son, and her face just beamed when she handed it back to me. With ease, it was as though the past several months had been completely erased and replaced with the gentleness and the kindness of these beautiful people.
Hughes's firsthand, often traumatic experience of the war changed his mind about the mission in Iraq. He says he no longer supports the Bush administration's decision to go to war in Iraq, but he believes the message of his play is neither pro-war nor anti-war. He says it's about helping people understand what the war really is before they pass judgment on it.
Whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're left-wing or right-wing, supporting the troops and knowing what we're going through and what you ask of us and what we put on the line for you guys is important. It's not a partisan issue.
The Sandstorm, Stories from the Front, runs through April 23rd at the Elephant Theater in Hollywood. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.